As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The late ball game Monday went to Houston with four runs in the top of the ninth, including three unearned to beat the Angels 6-4. Boston got a grand slam from Sidan Rafaela and won 4-2 at the A's. Athletics All-Star catcher Shea Langeliers will have knee surgery on Tuesday. He's likely out for the year. San Francisco held Milwaukee to just three hits and shut out the Brewers 3-0. The Cubs, after a rain delay at the start, won at St. Louis 7-3. Yankees, after a rain delay at the start, one at the White Sox 9-5. Yankees outfielder Cody Bellinger is out 4 to 6 weeks with a grade 2 strained hamstring. Cleveland at Cincinnati was rained out. They'll play a doubleheader on Tuesday. Miami ended a 12-game losing streak, getting three runs bottom of the ninth to beat Philadelphia 8-7. Tampa Bay Bucks defensive tackle Vita Vea has requested a trade after not getting a contract extension. Vets report to camps by Tuesday.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off, 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero Fire responds to vegetation fire behind Home Depot. PG&E crews working on Paso Robles area reinforcement project. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 65 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a vegetation fire on Monday at about 7 p.m. The department says the fire was reported to be visible behind the Home Depot. The first arriving units said the blaze was burning about half an acre of grass and oak woodland with a slow rate of spread, but with several immediately threatened structures and power lines in the area. The incident was determined to be directly related to an ongoing power outage in Atascadero at the time. 21 personnel responded, which included 6 engines, 2 command vehicles, and 1 air attack. Forward progress was stopped less than 30 minutes after dispatch. Atascadero Fire said the area had undergone fuels reduction work, which contributed significantly to the slow rate of spread and containment. The department reports that the cause was a bird striking the power lines, resulting in an electrical arc that ignited nearby vegetation. A child riding an ATV at the Oceano Dunes was severely injured yesterday afternoon and needed to be airlifted to a hospital. Officials say a 12 to 13-year-old boy was driving the vehicle at a high rate of speed near Post 4 at the Oceano Dunes when he collided with 2 other vehicles on the beach. The 2 other riders sustained minor injuries. The boy was transported to the Marianne Regional Medical Center in Santa Maria. PG&D crews working on Paso Robles Area Reinforcement Project. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. PG&D crews have begun working on a grid modernization project in the Paso Robles area. PG&D says this is an effort to strengthen the power grid against extreme weather, improve reliability, and reduce wildfire risk to more than 50,000 customers. The project includes upgrading a 6-mile section of power lines east of Highway 101 from Niblick to Wellsona Road. Wood poles will be replaced with more durable, fire-resistant steel poles that also require less maintenance. New power lines will also be constructed along 10.5 miles. These new lines will help deliver electricity and improve reliability by rerouting and isolating problems. Crews recently completed phase one of the entire project, which included 3 miles of power lines between Niblick Road and north of Highway 46. Phase two will continue northward to Wellsona Road between fall 2026 and spring 2027. Then phase three will begin. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be this Friday, July 31st at 7:30 a.m. This session will take place at the Sunrise Villas apartment. The topic will be the state of homelessness in the Paso Robles area. Join city staff and representatives providing a full circle perspective on homelessness, about current programs, those who have received support, and organizations working to connect people with housing. Coffee with the City is an informative, informal community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues and topics. This month's session will be extended to 90 minutes for an in-depth conversation about this important topic. No pre-registration is required. All community members are welcome to attend. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting tonight. The City Council has scheduled only one meeting for the months of July and August. The next regularly scheduled meeting is August 11th at 6 p.m. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be this morning at 9. An item on this morning's agenda is a reduction to the cannabis tax rate in the county, back down to 6%. The tax rate automatically increased to 8% at the start of this month, but the board has the ability to reduce or increase the tax rate as long as it remains within the 4-10% range. The county has voted to maintain a cannabis business tax rate at 6% since fiscal year 2023-24. Budget estimates operate on the assumption that every 1% of the tax generates about $100,000 in revenue. You can attend the meeting this morning in person or watch online. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants shut out the Brewers 3-0, the Astros beat the Angels 6-4, the Red Sox over the Athletics 4-2, the Yankees beat the White Sox 9-5. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mariners, the Athletics will go against the Red Sox, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Padres will go against the Rockies, the Angels will face the Astros, the Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, a judge ruled on Monday that there is enough evidence to put singer David on trial for the killing and dismemberment of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. 21-year-old David Burke is accused of murdering and dismembering the 14-year-old after he suspected she would expose their inappropriate sexual relationship. Following his rising career from his debut album Dropping, he has pled not guilty for the murder. A California man attempted to send sail across the Pacific Ocean solo was rescued after surviving a month adrift. Kai Sato set a sail from California on June 7th en route to Hawaii, but the boat's mast snapped 2 weeks into his journey, with his phone also shutting off completely. He attempted to finish the journey using the boat's motor, but it ran out of fuel as well. He was found by a shipping boat last week. A 30-year-old Sonora man had been arrested in connection with starting the Dove Fire. Photos and information of the man began to circulate last week, showing him in the area where the fire started. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. Cape Herald News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. There's no question that fertilizer prices are high compared to historical averages. But relative to much of the rest of the world, it's important to note that we could have it a lot worse than we do here in North America. Edelfoss' CEO David Delaney says that while there's still ample supply of phosphate in parts of the U.S., we are depleting supplies in Florida, and imports are likely here to stay.
I mean, thank goodness we've got low cost and abundant natural gas to make nitrogen. We've got a lot of potash in Canada, more coming. And phosphate, we're just running out of phosphate in Florida. So that's a fact. You know, we're good for a while, but eventually we will be even more reliant on imports of phosphate down the road. Imports come now. We've been averaging 2 to 3 million tons of BAP or DAP of imports historically. The last, you know, decade at least, it's a little bit down now, but that's really due to affordability and availability. But it's a little bit at risk globally right now with geopolitically what's happening.
Delaney said countries like Morocco and Saudi Arabia are adding capacity to be leading exporters into the future.
In the heart of cowboy country, legends rise. Saturday, August 1st, Central Butte hosts the 70th annual Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, a PRCA-sanctioned battle of grit, power, and tradition. The dust flies, the crowd roars, the toughest broncs and the boldest riders go head-to-head. Grab your seat in the open-air arena, bid on your rider at the Live Calcutta, and support a powerful cause at Home on the Range. It all begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, August 1st. Tickets and info at HOTRND.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
Thanks for tuning in to your Farm of the Future report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Department of Food and Agriculture has lifted the Mediterranean fruit fly quarantine that had been in place around the San Jose area since August 2025. The eradication effort of the fruit fly relies primarily on releasing sterile male Mediterranean fruit flies. Those sterile males mate with the females in the wild, but produce no offspring, gradually reducing the overall population. The CDFA released about 250,000 flies per square mile every week, and the quarantine area ended covers about 241 square miles. While the quarantine has ended, CDFA says invasive fruit flies remain an ongoing threat because they can still attack more than 250 types of fruits and vegetables. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The northbound on-ramp to the US 101 on Spring Street is scheduled to be closed this week. Look for the sign detailing its closure through Friday, July 31st. Otherwise, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour here in the North County. Traffic report brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Kate John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday into the weekend and into Monday and Tuesday. 101 on Thursday, 103 Friday and Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, mid-90s Monday, 93 a week from today. Currently, it is 65 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Kate John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRO News Time is 8:21.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans are feeling less upbeat about the economy this month. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index cooled to a reading of 90.8 for July. More of those surveyed had comments about prices for food and groceries. Fewer consumers surveyed see jobs plentiful, though those saying jobs are hard to get also declined. Crude oil prices remain in a range below recent highs, though investors are again selling chip stocks, pushing technology shares lower. The Federal Reserve is meeting. Chair Kevin Warsh will be speaking on the economy when the meeting wraps up tomorrow. Visa is cutting 2,600 jobs. The Wall Street Journal says the company is looking to streamline operations and boost efficiency with artificial intelligence. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I here like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Join Paso Tile and Stone at their third location on Paso Robles Street for a huge party this coming Friday. It's their grand giveaway. Starts at 4 with the band Neighborhood Cats, and be sure to bring in your dancing shoes if you feel like it. Food, drinks, and giveaways. Again, the third location in Paso Robles, 1101 Paso Robles Street across from Site 1. No one could beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and lots more. It's all coming this Friday.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. As we shall see today, in the Old West, people tended to be less concerned about a person not committing a crime than they're not committing a crime locally. Robert Leroy Parker, better known as Butch Cassidy, was well down the road of crime when in 1892, he and friend Al Hayner decided to use money from a bank robbery to buy a ranch in Wyoming's Wild River area. In addition, they started the Cassidy Hayner Insurance Agency. They went to nearby ranches and for a fee, told the ranchers they would ensure that no fires burned down their buildings and no rustlers would steal their livestock. Unfortunately, those that didn't purchase an insurance policy found buildings burned and livestock mysteriously gone. Responding to a number of complaints, on July 15, 1894, Wyoming lawman John Chapman and Bob Cavalry visited our two entrepreneurs with a warrant for their arrest. They found Hayner feeding the livestock and overcame him. Lawman Calverly then entered the cabin with his gun drawn. As soon as Butch Cassidy saw him, Butch went for his gun. Calverly fired off four quick shots. One of them creased Butch's scalp and knocked him out. A trial was held and Butch Cassidy was sentenced to 2 years in the penitentiary at Rawlins. After serving 18 months, Butch became eligible for parole. He was taken before Wyoming Governor William Richards. Governor Richards got a promise from Butch, not a promise to never commit another crime, but not to commit another crime in Wyoming. Butch was released. Butch immediately went back to his life of crime, forming the Wild Bunch, but there is no record of his committing another crime in Wyoming. After all, he was a man of his word. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? that's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peak Brothers. I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peak Painting. PEEKPainting.com.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a vegetation fire yesterday at about 7 p.m. The fire was behind the Home Depot with a slow rate of spread. Atascadero Fire and other agencies managed to contain the blaze in just under half an hour, in part due to recent vegetation management in the area. The cause was a bird striking a power line. PG&E crews have begun working on a grid modernization project in the Paso Robles area. The project includes upgrading a six-mile section of power lines east of the 101 from Niblick to Wellsona Road. Wood poles will be replaced with more durable, fire-resistant steel poles that also require less maintenance. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. A tribute's underway for the longtime South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Military Honor Guard bringing his remains into the U.S. Capitol Rotunda one final time. That's inside. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle and Vice President J.D. Vance, the Graham family, are there. Later today, the funeral where President Trump will honor Graham. President Trump earlier on Fox and Friends describing the new reality for Iran.
Their air defense, it's gone. All of their radar is gone. Most of their weaponry is gone. Most of their manufacturing is gone.
President Trump is meeting with Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House, and then Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Both are going to the Graham funeral later this afternoon. America's listening to Fox News.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine, upper 90s on your Tuesday. And for your Wednesday, the same. Same on Thursday, 101 Friday, 102 Saturday. Upper 90s Sunday, then low 90s Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 6:08 a.m., 8:11 p.m. We are at 66 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding and swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All righty, Councilman Mr. Seth Peek from Atascadero, he'll be in with, I almost said Barry again. No, it's Eric. Barry's off for a few weeks during the summer, so that's 12:30 till 2. I think Eric will be coming in at, well, not Eric. Eric will be here, but Seth Peek will be in the 1 o'clock hour. So, have at it. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. As we're setting ready to go with Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice. Let's see here on the text. What was the great news from Greg last hour? Well, the great news from Greg last hour is that the water folks, San Miguel, defendant San Miguel Community Service District, notice of withdrawal of the affirmative defense. So it's all, again, not legal terms, but in all intents and services, this is over. This is over. The withdrawal renders any further discovery of pretrial proceeding moot, including pending expert depositions. Okay, so the at least for now, on the outside, it looks like this battle, it's gone on for years. Millions of dollars from taxpayers, well, taxpayers on both sides, because the folks with Cindy, myself included, and Greg as well, even though we're not in this, I'm not under the basin, but I did it for other reasons, and Greg as well. And but here's one of the things. I'd be willing to bet that most people in the city of Paso Robles have no idea of the millions of dollars that their taxpayers went to for this. Be willing to bet. Yeah, there'll be a few. But overall, none. None. And they'll keep asking for more money. It will never end. They have an addiction from other people's money. You've heard me refer to it based on the little pamphlet that I've been reading for years over and over and over. It's The Law by Friedrich Bastiat, I believe. I always mess up the name, but it's legal plunder is what it is. Don't let the people know, manipulate the people, et cetera, et cetera. It's kind of like when we get ready for elections.
is you look at your ballot and you see measures titled like something, you know, along the lines of, oh, let's see here, better roads and schools, better water, save our children and puppy dogs. But when you look into the details, it's not what it says. It sounds good. Now, when you see something with a title, you need to just, well, at least for me, automatically, I ain't buying it. I'm going to go and look and find the details, because the old saying, I don't know what age you learn this, it's too good to be true. Well, you might want to raise your eyebrows just a little bit. So how many voters actually go searching for the entire truth, particularly when it's buried in the voter guide? Now, lawmakers, whether it's in Sacramento, Washington, wherever, they're counting on the fact that most voters won't do the homework and will vote for a feel-good ballot measure because they feel like, if I do that, I'm a good citizen for doing so. You know, it's like the people that put the cute little bumper stickers on the back of their car, so they're trying to impress people that they're good people or something. They could be rotten SOBs and thieves for all we know, but they put the sticker on there to convince us otherwise. So, again, the politicians, they know the voters can be duped. And I guess you could say, is that the fault of the voters? Or do you give credit for people who know that they can dupe you, and they're going to dupe you deliberately, although they're going to put a little, you know, song and dance around it so they can get in power and, you know, do great things for society and so forth. But at the end of the day, they're going to figure out a way to get more money out of your pocket. Now, you know, recently in the last couple of, well, at least in the last year, we've seen how much fraud and wasted money that has gone on around the country. It's in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Now think about that. You know, when I mentioned to Greg in the first hour, that, you know, the millions of dollars that the city of Paso Robles, the citizens, I should say, of Paso Robles spent on this lawsuit, on this quiet title, maybe they wouldn't have needed to extend the sales tax for roads. Maybe that $5 or $6 million, whatever it is, could have been going to roads starting 13 years ago or 12 years ago, whatever it was. Maybe. Now, realizing that we have to have ongoing road repair, but it certainly could have been a start. Nope. So that money's flushed down. The money spent on the parking program flushed down the toilet. But the people that defend it, the attorneys, they were getting paid, and they weren't getting paid $10 an hour for their work either. They got paid good money to lose. They got paid good money to lose, and they were losing on this case from the get-go. And finally, and I guess you can say at the 11th hour, they had the, I don't know if I want to say good sense, because I don't want to give them any credit, they decided to bail. And then San Miguel was the last one, I think it was yesterday. But all that money. Gosh, we've got to do such a better job of making sure that they don't continue to steal from us. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I'd like to address the subject of people not doing the work, let's say, of looking up ballot measures and things like that and finding information. And in defense of that, if there is some, and there isn't a defense for a lot of people, they're just simply lazy about it. But this city does not make it easy through their website to find information. And I've complained about our website, city website, for 15 years. And then some years back, they got some new software and had a new program. But it's still very, very difficult. And just a couple of weeks ago, I called the IT department and I said, why is it this way? Why is it this way? And why do searches Why are they so cumbersome? You can't find what you need. And it's all about the software that they use for the website. So when you were just talking, and it's right, I think about all of the money that we have spent, wasted, on things that simply don't matter and don't have a positive impact on the citizens. And I think, you know, we just don't always have our priorities in order. And I think that there's no urgency to make it easy for people to find information. But I encourage them, this is a major election coming up, and I encourage people to, if you can't find something on the website, call the IT department and ask them, where do you find this and where do you find that? Because they'll answer the questions. You just can't find it for yourself most of the time.
Now, when you call, do they ever say, well, yes, we've had the same concerns from other people?
Well, sure they do.
All right.
You know,
so,
they
know. So
yeah.
If you're a business and you get that, then why isn't something done about it other than just say, well, that's because of the way the software is?
Because that really is what it is. You know, I would have absolutely no idea. I know that there's somebody listening to this who knows, but I have no idea what software for our city website would cost and what it would take for us to fix it and adjust it and get people to go in there and put in proper information or whatever. For instance, if you just like yesterday, I just typed in elections because I wanted to see our election page. Well, things from 2018 pop up. And I said, what is the difficulty that we can't get things in date order? Well, again, it's a software issue. So I can't fix it. I've learned to get around it. But my point is that most people won't do that. So when you talk about folks not doing the work, we don't make it easy for people to find information and do the research. And I wish that would change.
Well, okay, well, a couple of things here. And, Chris, I'm going to ask you a question in just a second. You know, when you go to a website, well, even phone calls, look at, you know, when you try to call a company, it's a pain in the neck.
Yes.
I know my experience calling the school district years ago was a runaround. Although, you know me, I did not allow that to happen, but you know, when I got done with it the first time, I thought, they're doing everything they can to make it a pain in the neck for people so they'll go away. That's what they do. They don't want to be bothered with you. So that's another one. But, Chris, here's my question. Of the websites that you go to for cities and county or whatever, is Paso Robles, is it easy?
No, it isn't. It's easy for me to find the information I want because most of the time it is on the home page or the calendar right below that. But in terms of finding anything else, I don't think I really want to deal with the hassle of navigating all those menus up at the top and all the different little subcategories and everything.
Okay.
So for the purposes of what I need to do, it is easy. But for literally anything else, probably not.
Well, and that's sort of the way I feel about it when I'm looking at something, too, because I've learned that. But I've learned it through, you know, 15, 20 years of going on to the website. Other people don't do that. And so I don't know how to teach people or show people how to get information about a ballot measure or a candidate or something like that. You know, the almost sometimes the best you can do is tell them to Google that person and, you know, and just start reading information. But there again, you know, there can be 100 websites that have information and you don't know who to believe and who to trust. So I just wish our website was better than it is, and I wish that we would prioritize, you know, money and tasks and things like that to make it better, rather than I want to bring up the ugly pickleball issue. But So if you're going to spend money anywhere at all, I think it should be on making sure that the citizens of this town know where to go, where to look, and where to get their information.
All right. And, you know, the other thing here is the city of Paso Robles know the demographics of Paso Robles. So why wouldn't they have a company be aware of that so they can design the site to make it senior friendly?
Well, you know, you would, I don't, you know, I guess I want to say that that there's probably no software company out there that would be designing software that gives a rat's patootie about who's using it and what age demographic it is. I would like for our city to consider that, seeing as how there are 6,600 out of 3,000, 6,600 citizens over the age of 65 in the city, but and a lot of them don't use the city website because they, you know, because they either just don't or it becomes too difficult. So I don't have any answers. I just have my list of wishes about where we would prioritize our spending.
Well, one of the things I will say about the city is any time over the years that I have called, I have gotten very, very good service.
Yes, absolutely, you do. And all of that, and I'll say this because that's my snarky side, is that you first have to have somebody who actually answers the phone, and oftentimes that doesn't happen. So you have to leave a message and hope somebody calls back, et cetera, because we don't always have live bodies picking up the phone.
Well, again, I think that's once or twice, but you're right. And again, I guess I've been lucky because they've gotten back to me fairly quickly. So that hasn't been an issue, and it doesn't happen that often. One of the things that in some cases there may be an issue that is not just for one individual like me or you, that, you know, something happens. And so, you know, now people start calling, whether it's the city or elsewhere, and they have to realize that there's other people that are trying to resolve the same thing you are. So you're not necessarily number one on the list.
Of course, absolutely. And, you know, and I try really hard. I'm that person who, if you say to me, somebody is not in, do you want to leave a voicemail? Well, it depends on the department and it depends on the person. And it depends on how soon I need that information. I might try three other people for the same kind of information to just expedite what I'm doing, because I'm a little spoiled that way. I don't want to sit around all day and wait for somebody to get back in their office and listen to their voicemail. So, but there again, I encourage people to go onto the website, do what you can do, call the city IT department if you can't find something by searching, and then, you know, just stay on it to do the work, do the research on these candidates and ballot measures, because it's really important.
Well, one of the things I like, and it doesn't matter whether it's a city or any business that you call, when you ask for somebody specifically and say, okay, is Kevin there? No, Kevin's not here now, but can I help you with anything?
Yes.
And it's like, okay, well, maybe this person, and either you'll say, yeah, well, I need, you know, whatever and whatever. Oh, yeah, well, I can help you with that, or I can't. But at least the offer and perhaps the ability is there is to, you know, get things done.
I agree. I agree. But it's one of those things you have to pick up the phone. You have to ask the questions. If you get frustrated on the website, you can't just say, I'm done here, and walk away. You've got to find the answers some way, somehow.
Absolutely right. And apparently the word snarky is back in the vocabulary.
Is it? Is it? Well, you know, I don't always try to be snarky, but there are times that it just works its way out. You know, I don't have a good edit button, and so there it is. But, you know, I have my issues with our website and have for about 15 years. So All there right. you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock, KPRL. On the email, can you think of any other job? Let me see. Can you think of any other job than an attorney when you get paid up front regardless of the outcome of your work? I know this. All attorneys don't get paid up front. They don't. I mean, in some cases, yeah, they do. But no. I thought when I first started this, I thought it was going to be, can you believe they get paid even if they lose? Well, they put in the time and, you know, it's just a roll of the dice. They're representing somebody and putting in the time to, you know, win or lose. But yeah, I've been to, you know, for paperwork things, you go in, and they'll let me know depending on how long it's going to take. Then they get finished and they say, okay, you go in and, well, this may cost you $2,000. Well, what do you mean you may? Well, it may take longer based on, okay, well, at least I know that up front. Then they give me the bill after the fact and say, okay, now it's $2,200, not $2,000. All right, okay, you did the work, time, et cetera, et cetera. So that's understandable. All right, 238-5775. You can text 238-KPRL. Check this out. For some of you out there, Mercedes-Benz, you folks that drive around in the Mercedes-Benz, well, according to what I'm seeing here, they could face U.S. ban under Senate bill targeting Chinese-owned automakers. The German automaker has a nearly 20% passive Chinese investment, putting it above the bill's 15% ownership threshold. The Senate Commerce Committee advanced a measure last week that would bar the sale of connected vehicles in the United States by companies with more than 15% ownership by Chinese entities, potentially affecting German automaker Mercedes-Benz, in which two Chinese investors hold stakes totaling nearly 20%. And this is bipartisan legislation. And what it would do, it would codify and expand restrictions established under the Biden administration, arguing that it closes the door on Chinese origin vehicles, software, and key components at every stage from production and importation to sale, so that the data gathered on the U.S. roads can't be funneled back to the Chinese government, but we can funnel it back to the United States government, I guess. Let me see. According to this, Chinese cars are surveillance packages on wheels with the ability to collect on American citizens and transmit the data back to Beijing. This is what one of the representatives said in a statement. This was the Democrat out of Michigan who said that. Well, Chris, as we know, our TVs are gathering information on us too, right?
The smart TVs.
Right. And how wrong would I be if I said, don't you think most people have smart TVs?
I don't know, because I actually don't know how many people have smart TVs. I don't.
I would think that they're pretty popular. Again, I don't know if it was my... How can I tell if my TV is smart?
If it connects to the internet. Because you know how most TVs used to just have, you know, broadcast channels? Those don't involve the internet.
Okay.
Or then, you know, cable, which is kind of like its own separate satellite. But the internet is when it's a smart TV.
Okay, I think we have a smart TV, but we're not connected to the internet.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A 13-year-old child riding an ATV at the Oceano Dunes was severely injured yesterday afternoon, airlifted to the Marianne Regional Medical Center in Santa Maria. He collided with just two other riders at the beach who sustained minor injuries. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On this morning's agenda is an item to reduce the cannabis tax rate in the county, back down to 6% after it automatically increased to 8% on July 1st. You can attend the meeting this morning in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Eric's in for Barry the next couple of weeks, and he's got Seth Peek, city councilman from Atascadero, coming in the 1 o'clock hour. So enjoy that. And enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Stay hydrated. Still a little hot out there. Make sure the animals are taken care of and continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops, the small business, keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.